The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic property industry. We continue our Leading Women in Property series for Women's Month on the podcast. On our latest episode, we have Pam Naidu, Director of Sales at Durban-based Devemco Group. She is also Director of Sales and Marketing at Devemco Realty, which is part of the bigger group founded by developer and entrepreneur Charles Thompson. Devemco has reportedly developed around 8 billion rand in property development between Umhlanga Ridgeside and the Sibaya Coastal Precinct. It is also a partner in the iconic Umhlanga Arch mixed-use development that was completed a few years ago. Naidu has been in the property industry for almost 3 decades and shares her story of making a mark in the industry now. Pam, very warm welcome to the Property Pod.
Thank you, Suren. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Almost 30 years in the property sales game. That's a long time. Today, you at Devemco, but how long have you been in this role and what does it entail? It's essentially two roles.
Yes. So, Suren, I'm almost 10 years at Devemco. I'm here from inception. I met with Devemco developers Charles Thompson and Yunus Parak in 2015 when they purchased a piece of land in the Sibaya Coastal Precinct and wanted to take that to the market. At that time, I was with IFA Hotels and Resorts, was based at Zimbali, was there for a period of about 15 years. And yeah, that's how my journey started with Devemco, to take the first project to the market, which was Ocean Dunes Sibaya, and the value was 900 million.
Okay. Yeah, I know a lot about IFA. I'm actually formerly from Durban, so I know the area quite well. I don't think we've met personally. But what does your day job entail? Because as I mentioned, I know the group, but we talk Devemco Realty as well now.
Yeah, you know, my role is, there's so many hats to wear, but just to, you know, put it in a nutshell, devising sales and marketing strategies. I mean, that is a massive thing. It's an ever-evolving industry. So you got to keep abreast and keep changing. So strategies more than anything else, ensuring a seamless sales operation. Developers have a tall order. They want sell out as quickly as possible. And to be in the game, you've got to keep abreast and get the results. So that's a massive part of my job. Intensive conveyancing administration. As much as we have conveyancing attorneys, I'm highly involved in the admin process because it's intricate. We have a two-year journey with a client in off-plan development. So it's very close to home. And then obviously client management, so important in PR because we are a very fast-growing company and client management and PR is vital. So that's just in a nutshell what I add to the group.
Well, I can sense quite a lot of energy there. So it's good to hear the passion coming through as well. For those who don't know Devemco, what are some of its major projects? And perhaps you want to highlight a little bit of history and growth over the years. As I mentioned in the intro, quite a bit of development between Umhlanga Ridge and the Sibaya Coastal Precinct in particular.
Yeah, so let me go with residential first. So Ocean Dunes Sibaya was taken to the market in December 2015, 260 units, 900 million rand value. Then we had Pebble Beach Sibaya following in 2016, 160 apartments, 600 million. Then in 2017, we had Gold Coast, which was 1 billion, Park, which was part of Gold Coast, another 200 million in 2018. And then Salta Sibaya, which has been the biggest project I've been involved in. And that is 2.5 billion. So we've been extremely busy. It is, like I said, it's not for the faint-hearted. Charles Thompson is always on the move. And I always say to him, you have Dubai timelines and standards. Everything's got to happen really quick. And I think we've all adapted to that. So we've been busy, we've been successful, and, you know, really changing the landscape of Sabaya.
Well, thanks for that. What interests me there, because as I say, I know KZN well, is that I won't go into the you know the history of what's happened to Tongaat Ulet, but it's quite a good story that you have the likes of Devemco that have come in, got in, and despite the issues that has happened to Tongaat, it's actually managed to continue development, particularly around Sibaya, considering the slowdown following what's happened with Tongaat Ulet. But I won't ask you specific questions on Tongaat, not to worry. I don't know if you want to add anything else, you know, in terms of your experience and how you've grown in the industry.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a quick review from the beginning to now, because I think if we also, you know, wanting to entice young women into the industry, it's nice to know where the starting point is and, you know, what it takes to get here. So I started off as a receptionist straight after university at Ballito Estates in 95, got involved in holiday rentals. In 2004, was headhunted back headhunted to Zimbali, IFA Hotels and Resorts, to set up a holiday rental business. It was a massive catalyst for sales. So they saw a dire need and they needed somebody who had the experience, and I could do that. So that was my foot into the luxury property industry that set the pace for me. And then I went on to, you know, doubling my targets in a year, got promoted to rental manager, then got promoted to marketing manager. And then in 2013, I was involved in my first off-plan development for Zimbali Suites. You know the landscape a bit. Sold out Zimbali Suites in 4 hours, massive success. Then in 2015, in April 2015, one of the directors decided to go off and get involved in Pearl Sky. And he came to me and he said, Pam, do you want to join? And I said, absolutely. You know, I'm normally, you know, I don't like leaving the shore, but I thought, what the hell, let me do it. So went ahead, did that in April 2015. We sold 1.2 billion on the day. After Pearl's success, I was headhunted back to Zimbali as director of sales and marketing in September 2015. So very busy and lots happening. And then I had the opportunity to take Ocean Dune Sabaya to the market. Launched Ocean Dune in December 2015. It's been quite a ride. And that's how my journey with Charles Thompson started. So when he launched, he wanted to launch Pebble Beach Sabaya in 2016. He said, Pam, we want you to join as a sales partner. And I was very hesitant because my career at IFA Hotels and Resorts was quite solid. I had a retirement plan and all of that. And I said, Charles, really not looking at that. And eventually, with a lot of persuasion, I took on the opportunity, haven't looked back, been so busy. And it's been a roller coaster that I actually enjoy. I'm passionate about people, passionate about property. So loving every bit of it.
That's good to hear. As a woman exec, it sounds a bit cliche, but it's important to have more women execs, not just in JSE listed companies, but private business as well. Tell us why property and what advice that you'd like to give to young women wanting to be in a position like yours one day.
Well, it's an exciting and ever-changing industry. It requires immense dedication and hard work. You need to be passionate, driven. You got to keep abreast with latest market and technology trends. You got to love working with people. It is so important. If you don't love what you do, you're never going to thrive at it. Requires nerves of steel and patience. I mean, I've had that. My motto is there's no easy road to success. When you work from the bottom up, your understanding of the various roles empower your ability to lead effectively. And I've kept that motto. I mentor and coach. My office is predominantly women. So I mentor and coach them and train them all the time. And the empowerment is the biggest facet of the ethos of our company.
Well, that's good to hear. It actually follows on to my next question. I know, as I said, it's not a listed company, but how important is women empowerment in the property sector for you, having risen up to this level?
It's vital. Historically, construction industry, especially with off-plan, because it's coupled with construction, is a highly male-dominated industry. So you have your challenges, you've got to go through those hurdles. And for me, empowering women to be courageous, to be highly skilled, to be confident. I lead by example. I constantly provide training. I do education to upskill my team. So for me, that's extremely important because it's close to home. It was quite a ride for me over the last 30 years to get to where I've gotten. I now work in an environment where I'm working with very respectful males. So my immediate colleagues are fabulous. But having said that, the extended construction industry is quite male dominated. So empowering women is so important in order for them to, you know, achieve what they want and push and break barriers.
Thanks for that. What next for Pamela Naidu in property?
Okay. So when I say we, I'm talking about Devemco Group because I'm associated with them. We dominate the Sabaya landscape. You know, you asked me that question and Charles would ask me that after each development success. And I would say to Charles, if Sabaya is working, purchase more land, because why would we want to go elsewhere if this is the recipe for success? Just acquire more land and I'll do what I'm doing. So Devemco Group has massive plans for the next 10 years, which I will be part of as well. But I'm also very interested in the international market and I want to bring that into our current business. So I'm looking at options further out and closer to home, looking at opening an office in Cape Town. You know, there's been quite a lot. I'm looking at opening up a realty business, extending Devemco Realty to Cape Town, because I believe that there's a lot of opportunities out there. So I'm looking at the options, nothing cast in stone yet. I just think it is time now to expand because we've given KZN quite a lot. And I think we can spread out a little bit now.
Well, it makes sense because I spoke to another realty company and people get surprised, you know, people not in the know, perhaps, that the North Coast, even the Sibaya area that falls within Durban, is a semigration hotspot. Everybody thinks it's just Cape Town. So I'm sure there's ways to leverage off both. So it will be interesting to hear what happens with that.
And Suren, over the last 10 years, I've acquired such a massive database of purchases that we only represent Devemco Group's product. And yet every one of those clients has their own portfolio that already exists. So there's a lot of ways to expand on that and to grow the business. So that's part of the plan also.
Pam Naidu, we've run out of time. Appreciate your time on the podcast today.
It's a pleasure.
That was Pam Naidu, a director at Devemco Group, as well as Devemco Realty.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.